It's the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast, and I'm Janet Blair. Each week, I sit down with one of my girlfriends, whether it be
Teresa,
Natalie,
Carrie,
Kristen,
Tara,
Stephanie.
We talk about whatever.
We completely restore this trailer,
you know, fry people's faces off
as a bad Mexican.
I don't understand the competition that goes on between women.
Two girls and a bottle of wine.
Over a glass of wine, bottle of wine, or sometimes a couple bottles of wine. Join in on Facebook at facebook.com/twogirlsandabottleofwine. Don't miss us. Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Tara.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine. Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. Tara Dover is here.
Hello, I'm here.
We have been shuffling schedules.
Yes, it's been interesting.
I'm so sorry. I'm the one that started it.
That's okay.
And I felt horrible.
And then I continued.
It was fun. It kept me on my toes.
There you go.
And it showed you that I have minimal life. I'm like, yeah, I can do really anything you want. Just let me know.
Now that spring is here, my schedule is crazy with markets. So
that's
it's
awesome.
A little more tricky to.
So what have you been doing recently? You did something a couple of weekends ago, right?
Yes, the Denver Flea. So that kind of that kicked off the whole season.
Is Denver Flea going to be a continuous thing?
Yes. Yeah, so they're going to do four this year.
Okay.
So three more. If you didn't get the chance to come, it is awesome.
I did not get the chance to come.
It is amazing. The Denver Flea, they started last year.
Mm-hmm.
They started in the spring at City Park, and then they did two more events, and they were amazing. Their advertising is amazing. They bring the right clientele to the right vendors, and they pick great designers and great local artists.
Okay.
Food, drinks.
Is always good.
So it's a lot better than going to a shopping mall because you can drink booze and you can eat food. I mean, and you can shop. Local vendors that are helping the community. So
that's how many vendors? Guesstimate.
I think it was 110.
Oh, there you go.
Ish.
Okay.
Maybe a little more this one. But yeah, awesome. Usually about 100 or more.
And I bet it'll grow.
Because
it always grows after the first one, right?
Exactly. Yeah, they're doing a great job.
That's
so Denver
awesome.
Flea, really, really cool place.
Yeah, I saw the invite and I promoted it. I just wasn't able to make it out. I'm pretty sure I didn't make it out of the house that day.
It was on and off. The weather was...
Yes.
Colorado,
was
typical.
Was it snowing
weather.
That weekend?
So it was supposed to be snowing, cold, windy, wet.
Yes.
And it was amazing for us.
Beautiful.
The sun came out just in time both days for us. And then it rained immediately at closing time each time. So it was...
That's awesome.
Yeah, it never really happens like that, so.
And you walked in the door, and you have this beautiful top on. You found it at a consignment store?
Yeah.
H&M, that is just
Yeah, so
adorable.
It was like just like $6 at Goodwill, that's the best. I mean, it's
Love
only,
it.
What, 16 at H&M, but still.
$6.
$6 at Goodwill.
It's hard for me, because I do consignment shopping a lot. And so when I walk into an H&M or a Forever 21, I'm like, $20 for a shirt?
I know.
It feels like I'm being robbed. I would never walk into an Express again.
That's my life. I know. I hear you. That's a good thing, I feel like.
Yes.
Because we shouldn't support that kind of
labor. Tell us about it.
Well, I just, now that I'm in, you know, the community of local
resale,
and
local.
Resale, and I have, for the most part, been a very conservative person most of my life, but I had a time right after high school, I would say my senior year of high school, till 20-ish, my early 20s, I was just crazy about shopping and spending money and going to the mall and all the latest trends. And that was the only time in my life where I did that. And so now I'm very conservative and I bring myself back and I realize that we're processing these clothes in sweatshops and it's not helping America, and that we could easily put our money and buy a product that is either made by somebody local or... sourced.
Made at least in the U.S.?
Yes, at least in the U.S. So, and usually better quality. Always, I should say, better quality. So,
I have ordered off of the Wish app.
I think I've heard of that one.
Yeah, it would not be on your radar. So it's cheap clothes. Like, you can get a top for $6, but it takes 4 weeks because it comes from China. And then you wear it twice.
And then it falls apart.
And it falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
So,
First time you wash it, it's
quality
done.
Quality is...
So
that's something
that I've learned in the past 3 or 4 years that I really appreciate. I really appreciate it now. And I don't ever walk into a mall, not even for holidays. I used to make the excuse and say, holidays, I'll go buy what everybody wants. Now I'm like, no, that's just not who I am. I'm not going to support it.
How long has it been since you walked into a mall?
I haven't at all this year. I mean, since 2015.
And that's huge, people, because Denver has, like, 20 malls.
I live right next to the Cherry Creek Mall.
Oh,
so
there you go.
Yeah, no, I live pretty close, and I don't go.
Wow. Congratulations. That's awesome. That's why we love you, because
it's just a different kind of life.
Else that is on my podcast is like, I want to meet Tara. She just seems like an amazing woman. I'm like, she is. Aww. She makes me, like, ever since you were here last, like, because when you were here last, you were talking about how you've, like, minimized your closet. You
yes. Have, oh, let me just, oh, I can just keep going on that, too. Less and less and less and less.
It's been in my head. I'm like, I have too much crap. I have so much crap.
And it's amazing that you don't, I mean, it's amazing that you don't realize how much energy it takes from you and how draining it takes from you. Because if you're not thinking about it and you don't think it's a problem, then you don't know that all this stuff is actually weighing you down on the inside. And then it when is. You start to get rid of it and you go through it, you feel all that energy come back.
Me, I'm like, ooh, a bag to Goodwill. Good job, Janet.
Yeah, seriously.
Just
there
one
you go.
Bag at a time, right?
Absolutely. That's how I did it.
So we want to address the fact that we are recording. Hold on. Let me go check and make sure we're recording. This is real life, people. Sorry. I see a big red box. This is the first time we've done this. We're good. All right.
We're on. We're live.
We're on, and it's called Periscope.
So do they work right with Twitter or no?
Yes. So I was listening to a podcast on the way home from work tonight, and they were talking about Periscope. And I'm like, what is this? So I got home and I Googled. I'm like, Periscope. And then it brought me to Meerkat.
Yes. So I have heard of that. And I went through that whole Meerkat thing.
Yes. So I had Meerkat downloaded because Steve told me about it. And then when I came home, I was like, oh, Steve, you know, they were talking about Periscope, but you Meerkat. And he's like, well, I think Periscope was bought by Twitter. So that would be the way to go. So I downloaded Periscope, and we're trying this. The thing is I'm recording off of an iPhone, so we have to keep remembering to be closer to the table, you only see our knees. Maybe we need a thinner table. I don't know. So if you guys are watching, hi, Two Girls in a Bottle of Wine podcast.
Hey.
Yeah. Ooh, you've got lots of stuff going on. You brought notes.
I did, because I am so bad. Usually you're like, well, I'm like, I don't know what time. Usually
What's
I know.
Going
and
on
then,
with lovely vintage.
So markets. It's spring and we're out and about as much as possible.
That's
so
awesome.
Yes, we have, starting Saturday, we have a Paris street market, and that is in Littleton.
Okay.
It's from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m., and it's the Aspen Grove Shopping Center. So you maybe have gone and not even realized, but it's the first Saturday of every month, May through October.
Oh, that's awesome. And you'll be there every Saturday?
Yes, we're in every Saturday. So
of the month.
Yes, exactly.
That's awesome.
So it's Aspen Grove Shopping Center. So it's an outdoor kind of a mall, and we take over the parking lot. And it's a ton of vendors. It's the same, about 120 vendors.
Is that the same parking lot as the Alamo movie theater?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, right next to that. So
right.
You can't
Very
miss
cool.
us. And there's usually some food. There's puppy adoption almost always going Aww. On there. And then
steer,
a lot of
I gotta
antiques,
steer clear. So. We have two cats and two dogs. We're good.
Yeah. Well, if anybody's looking, it's a good
right.
place. So.
Right. Well, that's awesome.
So that starts us off.
This Saturday
yeah.
May 2nd.
So
May,
we're getting ready for
May
that.
Is here.
I know.
May is here.
It's crazy.
My boss and I were sitting down looking at something, and he was pointing to the calendar, and he had to flip the page, and I'm like, hey, I'm not ready for
I know. I was like, that's like 6 months. What? How are we halfway? Almost halfway. We're almost halfway through the year.
I was just thinking about the next birthday coming up. I'm like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I did just find that out.
Yes.
I was trying to plan a get-together with a girlfriend. I'm like, Mother's Day is 1 week away? One and a half weeks.
Yeah. It's,
and I have a box ready to go for my mom, and it was not on my radar to send it yet.
Yeah.
I thought Mother's Day was like in the middle of May.
I thought it usually is.
Okay,
I thought
good.
It was later in the month. I think it's earlier.
Yes.
I don't know.
They're tricking us.
I think so.
Father's Day is early June. I remember that. But Mother's Day is supposed to be later in May.
I thought.
Yeah, so everybody, this is your reminder. Send out your Mother's Day gifts.
Yes.
At least a card. You don't have to send a gift. Send a card.
Send a card. Mother's Unless it's love. My mom. I've been wondering for 2 months now. I'm like, what am I going to do for my mom? She's so amazing. I don't know how to ever Aww. Repay her. So that's something my husband and I have been talking about, like, yes. daily. Like, what are we going to do?
What are we going to do?
What are we going to do? Because it's her birthday and Mother's Day in May.
Oh, so, wow.
Double whammy.
So
for the mom of the year. The mom of the decade.
Yeah, of the life,
of the
right?
life.
Your life, yeah. yeah. So have you thought about anything? Any ideas you can spread to the world?
Well, I would, but she's going to listen.
Oh, never mind, Mom.
She's my mom, and she's so supportive.
Thank you, Tara's mom, for listening.
So I do have some really good ideas that I'm trying to rally up.
That's awesome.
That's all I should say.
See, me, I'm like snapfish. Oh, I'll make lots of picture presents, because my mom loves pictures.
Yeah.
But nothing crazy huge. Yeah. You kind of make me feel guilty.
No, no. You have to understand my mom. And if you were, it's, she's...
Well, I know you. If she's anything like you, she's...
She's just, above and beyond and amazing and in there yeah. every time I need her. And she's really helped this business grow. And she's taken a huge sacrifice of herself to say yeah. that I believe in you and I'm going to help. And so she's just, she's amazing. And not only to me, to my husband and to my other business partner and to anybody around. She's really... An
that's
amazing
awesome.
Person. So,
and how's the shop going? Like, when I think La Lovely Vintage, I think of the cute little trailer.
Yes, I do too. And that's what you should. That's yes. what I, yeah. The shop in Littleton is good. It's going. It's slower, and we're trying to get people there. So if you don't know about it,
yes, we're open. Will post the address yeah. and show up between normal business hours.
Thursday through Sunday. Yes.
And you close it too.
On Sunday. Yes.
Because that's when I tried to show up, and it was like 3:30, and I'm like,
oh, yeah.
We went to a late brunch at, what's that place in Littleton? It's Cajun.
Cajun?
Crap.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
There's one downtown as well. It's not too far from your shop, because I was like, okay, let's eat, and then we'll go see Tara, and I lost track of time, yeah. and then I took a picture in front of your sign.
Yes, and I appreciate it. That's all that matters.
Steve's like, we should take a picture. I was like, I feel like that's not even... That's like saying, here, I showed up for graduation an hour
later. No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I will make it there. I promise.
Yes,
I promise.
It'll be there. And it's fun. And
we looked in the window. We were afraid the police were going to get called because we're all, what's
going
on?
No, we get that a lot.
And I looked at your trailer in the back and I'm like, oh, there's the trailer. It's so small.
It is very small. Yes.
I didn't realize how small, because you're so small. And so in pictures with you against the trailer, I'm like, it looks bigger.
Yeah, it's pretty small.
In
yeah.
person, I'm like, wow.
When you get in there, I think comfortably four is in there. But it's,
do you have tea time? You should host tea time
right.
in the trailer.
I do a lot of the display outside.
Okay.
So yeah, we have a lot of stuff outside and minimal stuff inside and... It works.
How's the new trailer coming along?
It's in construction. Yeah.
Are you working on it?
I have little. My Enrique, my partner who's opening it with me, he's been doing most of it.
And you said you've been painting all day.
Furniture for the market this weekend. Getting furniture ready for the market.
To sell.
Yeah, to sell for this weekend.
Oh, that's awesome. What kind of furniture do you have?
I have some dressers. Some very nice. Really pretty dressers. I have everything you can think of. I mean, shelves. We have desks. We have a kitchen dining table, like a really retro one. Nightstand side tables. We have a ton of stuff.
Is there anything listed online so that people can scope it out beforehand, or do they need to show up?
For the markets, or you need to show up because we usually have a whole different set of stuff for markets, and then
because
we have a different
so quickly,
set of stuff
right?
online, and then we have a different set of stuff at the store. And I've kind of done that over time because I've realized the demographic in each area, and then also what sells in each area and what makes sense. So the furniture wouldn't go online just because it wouldn't make sense to ship it for me.
Right.
So it's all usually small stuff online and easy to ship items, you know, stuff like that. And furniture's mostly at the storefront and then at the big markets.
Very cool. Pardon Rain.
Yeah.
If you could see Rain, the big cat just likes to say hi. I usually try and put him up, but hi. He was MIA when we came down. All right. Awesome. Well, so happy to have you back on the podcast. Have you been seeing the contest we have going on?
No.
The Partner in Crime?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, the movie.
So Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine has partnered with the Hot Pursuit movie, which is coming out next month.
It looks funny.
Yes.
Reese. Where has she been? Is she usually out and about? I haven't seen her in a while.
Reese Witherspoon?
Yes.
She just did a movie based on the true story, the walking movie where she walked.
Oh.
Crap, I'm horrible with names. Yes.
Does she have a lot of makeup?
Cheryl Strain.
A lot of...
Where she hiked from Mexico to Canada.
Maybe that's not what wild. I was thinking.
Wild. It's been wild is what it's called.
Oh, wild is what it's called. Okay. Yes. So I just haven't heard from her since I was like a teenager. And then I saw her and I was like, oh.
That's why Hollywood Happenings is not your forte.
Exactly.
Because she's been pretty active.
Really?
I'm like, yeah, she's got some stuff.
Oh, man. That's hilarious. Well,
I fell in love with her Sweet Home Alabama. That was the first movie that I was like, who is this girl? Election creeped me out. Remember that movie when she was like running for student body president or something and Matthew Broderick was in it? And
I don't
she
know.
Was creepy. Anyway, I love Reese Witherspoon. But she's starring with Sofia Vergara from Modern Family. And the trailers, there's so many different trailers out there. If you haven't seen it, it's on YouTube. But we have partnered with them for Cinco de Movie Night. So next Tuesday, because next Tuesday is May 5th, which is crazy, we have an opportunity for three of our listeners and a friend to get to see the movie before it hits theaters on the 8th. So you get to see it before anybody else even has a chance to. All you have to do is send us your picture of you and your partner in crime. It could be your spouse. It could be your coworker. It could be your podcast mate. Whoever. And you can send it to twogirlsandabottleofwine@gmail.com or tag us on Instagram or Twitter, which is @2girlsandwine. #2girlspick.
There you go.
Yeah. So I'm super excited. And we've received several pictures. And now I have to pick
the best.
I'm going to cut it off maybe Friday of this week. I just decided that right now.
Deadline.
Yes.
Get your pictures in, people.
Right now. And yeah, we'll send you to a free movie. And the cool thing is you also have a chance to download free movie passes if you don't win.
Oh, perfect.
And I've been posting and tweeting that link, and that is first come, first serve. But if you win our contest, you are definitely guaranteed a seat.
Wonderful.
Because those movie screenings, they love to pack the house.
Yes. They do.
So, what's been going on with you lately? We've been talking about Law, Lovely Vintage,
yes,
and Tara the Businesswoman, but what's going on with you in your life?
It's been great, to tell you. It's been great. I haven't had much of a life outside of Law, Lovely Vintage for the past year. I would say it's been consuming me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, just the beginning of this year, I guess I made a conscious effort to put business aside.
We talked about that, yes.
And focus on me. And so it's been going amazingly well. And I think that there was a time in my life when I was younger where I really knew who I was. Mm-hmm. You know, I understood myself. And then I thought that that would just always kind of be there. And then as we change and grow, it doesn't.
I hear you.
And so I was, I went through a stage where I was consumed in business and not asking myself what I wanted or what I needed or anything like that. And just really pushing myself for my goals. And so I've kind of taken a step back and said, hey, this is really important and you can still work very hard, but you can also take a step back and say, you need a break and you need to breathe. So just doing that has been, it's been great. I've really learned who I am again as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I lost that, I think.
Oh.
I think that.
Well, I'm glad you found yourself again.
Yeah. I think that I think it's a never changing thing that everybody goes through. I think put myself in the position now where I have to ask myself hard questions and I have to be vulnerable and I'm doing these things and it's really opening up like who I truly am.
So what kind of hard questions are you asking yourself? You don't have to give us the answer, just the question.
Yeah. So not what's wrong with me, but what is my personality and what are my personality traits and why do I act this way for certain reasons and why do I do this? And, you know, so that's what I'm trying to figure out is because everybody, I think everybody is different. There are so many different kinds of personalities. And then I think that a lot of people maybe don't ask these questions, and just kind of go through life and don't really know who they are and don't know what they're doing. And that's kind of where I was at. I was doing things, but I wasn't conscious. I wasn't, you know. So those are the questions I'm asking myself. Not just me, but I started, I'm in a book club.
Okay.
And so we're reading a book by Richard Rohr. Have you ever heard of Richard Rohr?
He sounds familiar.
Okay. So it's about finding your true self. So it's called The Immortal Diamond. And it's a whole book about just finding, like, your soul, like, who you are in this world without anything else, like who you were.
Wow.
Without the environment or your family or your culture or anything, just who you are, not with your opinions or your likes or your interests, but who you are.
How's that journey been?
Exactly. It's been amazing.
And I'm so intimidated.
So that's what this has been. That's what this last, since January, has been. It's been asking myself really hard questions and taking away everything that I thought made up me that doesn't make up me. And then also a cooking club that also is the same way. We're asking ourselves really tough questions. And
these are all things we've talked about in text because I'm like dodging your text. I have a book club and I have church and I have a cooking club. And
yes.
I'm like, where can I fit?
So it's all things now that I would have never done because I was so easy at being like, that sounds great, but I have this and I have to, you know, I'm so now I'm like, no, you have to take a step back and learn and live and learn, have friends and be active. And so in turn, that's taught me who I am.
So I have been very consumed with work lately, and I've kind of found myself in a place where I'm like, where am I going? Who kind of similar, like, what happened to me? Because I have friends that are like, you're not even active on Facebook anymore. Are you okay? Like, we should hang out. And I'm like, I just can't commit to hanging out because I have work. And I think that's something I need to look into, the eternal diamond.
Immortal diamond.
Immortal diamond, sorry.
Yes. And Richard Rohr, he's just a really great author. So I would.
What else has he written?
So he does. Have you ever done an Enneagram? Mm-mm. So that is something that I just did today, which was like, like so eye-opening. So if you don't know about Enneagrams, go to Google and type in Enneagram.
How do you spell it?
E-N-N.
Okay, there's
A-gram.
Enneagram. Okay.
And so it's like a personality test. Oh. And so it's been around from like, it's like a Myers-Briggs, but more, it's been around, they say, for like since Solomon, you know, for the beginning of, you know, since forever.
Adam and Eve, no.
No.
But Solomon, yes.
So that's they say it's been Testament. Around, yes, for a very long time. And it is basic questions, very easy. You can take a 10-minute test online, or yeah, a 10-question test online. And it kind of gives you a number, and then that number tells you what kind of personality you're in. And that's it's a very vague way to start. But then Richard Rohr, he writes a book on Enneagrams, which I'm jumping into now. And that kind of completely tells you the traits of each personality and why you built up this way. And
wow.
So I would say trying the Enneagram, going on Google and starting there, and then saying like, you just have to be very honest with yourself and saying, I don't know. Just you have to be very honest with yourself and answer the questions honestly. And then just so that you know what kind of person that you are, so that you can then kind of understand what your needs are and then how you can achieve and then how you're not achieving, how you're hurting yourself in the long run, stuff like that. So,
and has your husband participated in this?
No, he hasn't.
Does he want to, or is he scared?
So I think that subconsciously, I kind of was forcing him to make this change with me on a level I didn't realize at the beginning of the year, which caused a lot of tension in our marriage.
Oh,
so because I was kind of like vulnerable and ready to die face first,
and you're like, "You're my teammate, let's go."
Yeah, and so I was, I'm like, "I'm ready to find myself out." I'm like, "Here I go," and he was kind of like, "Whoa, I don't even know if I have a problem. What do you mean? I don't know if I'm gonna look inside myself or if I'm ready for that." And so I think I might have pushed him, and it kind of made some tension and some boundaries, and then I really learned about who I was in different situations, and so I think he is on his own level.
Uh huh.
But yes, I'm definitely not.
And that's a female versus
male
thing.
Now I'm consciously trying not to like put it on him to say, hey, because it's something that you have to be ready for.
Right.
To learn about yourself and to know who you are and to you know, try to figure out why you're here and what the meaning is. It's not something that you can just push on somebody and expect them to like jump along.
And that's what I kind of
did. And yeah. And I did that. And it didn't work. And we had some really hard times where we almost went through a divorce because of last year for that.
Wow.
But it taught me who I was and why I did that. And you know, and so
And you're better now?
Absolutely. Yeah. All we're a lot better. A lot better now.
Good.
And better now than we were. So yeah.
Awesome.
It definitely happened for a reason.
Every day is a new day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hear marriage is just very constant work.
Absolutely.
But it's worth it.
Yes. And if you're willing to put in the work, it's worth it. So,
very cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Ooh.
Wow, we didn't know if we'd have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, well, I think that I think everybody should, once they're ready, discover themselves.
It is scary because, you know, as you've gotten older, you're kind of, well, this is me going, okay, this is where I come from. This is why I am this way because of this is where I came from. And this is, you know, learning that, but to actually dig to the, like, the very bottom of everything,
yeah,
is kind of scary.
The light with, you know, the of who we, yes, because
like what
you know that you are a thing, you're a being
up.
Without everything else around you, without anything. And I firmly believe that we're not shaped completely by our surroundings and by our parents. I think that definitely makes up a ginormous part, you know, a gigantic part of it, but it's not all of it. There is an internal being inside of us that we have to understand. It's not made up by the outside superficial wow. likes and wants. There is something.
So. I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Jump in. I'm like definitely here for you. So if you're like, hey, I got questions, I would love to help. Yeah. Well, that's what I learned is I'm the helper. So
you are the helper.
That's and the Enneagram. It's yes, that I'm the number two is what I got, which is it's a good and a bad thing. Everything's
balanced.
Yes. I think it's the positive thing about me, but it's also the worst thing about me. Mm. So
well, we think come you're to find fabulous. Out.
Hey, thanks.
I keep saying I'm going to have a get together so all the girls can meet
yes,
each other.
Yes, I would love that.
Because you guys hear
all
each other.
All voices. I've seen some pics though, actually.
Yes.
I'm like, I didn't know that's what she looked like.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I hear that. Oh, voices are like Steve. He was in radio for 12 years and people would see his picture and be like, that's not what I pictured at all.
Yeah.
And I'm sure your husband
does have
is
a different,
in radio.
Yeah, he is.
And do people pass that to him like, oh, you're not what I pictured at all?
I don't know if he gets that. I should ask him to see if he does.
Yes.
He has such a deep voice. But he's a very, like, he just, yeah, he's a very manly man. So maybe it works because it's very deep and raspy.
So this last Sunday, I did something out of my comfort zone. I did a Skype interview with a co-host. She's in Eastern Kentucky, and we'll talk about her in a minute. But her and her husband have a podcast. And they don't have pictures anywhere. Like, I scoured the internet.
Oh, and you had no idea.
I don't know what she looks like.
No Facebook
day,
or anything?
No, they have their podcast Facebook, but
no pictures.
They've done that on purpose.
Yeah, well.
And I'm like, I have this picture in my head of what they look like, but I'm like, maybe you shouldn't send me a picture because I'll be like, that's not what a picture is at all.
That totally happens.
So speaking of, because we're going to talk about her in a second, but who is your woman crush of the week?
I didn't come prepared for that. I would say right now. Oh, jeez, I have so many.
That's
awesome.
I just
have a lot of women in my life right now.
I sat down and I was like, okay, because we didn't prepare much for this podcast. And I think that's cool because we're just.
Going.
Winging. And I'm like, who's my woman crush? And a real person came to mind,
nice.
Not a Hollywood starlet. So I'll tell mine while you think of yours.
Okay. Yes, you go.
So mine is Petra. She is the girl that I did the podcast with on Sunday.
Yes.
Her and her husband, Hank, do Hillbilly Nerd Talk.
Yeah, and I've heard them, and they are funny.
Aren't they
good.
They're intelligent.
And they're, yes.
And they're funny.
Exactly.
And I'm just
they have a
like,
good.
Oh.
What is it?
They have a good chemistry.
Or good, just and good opinions. And
yes.
I don't know if it's because it's almost that they have a lot of the same opinions I have. So I
Possibly.
Feel like, so that's why. But I like their show. They do good.
And the funny thing about them is that they don't let their real life people know about their podcast because they are business
really?
Owners in a small town in Eastern Kentucky. Their views would probably clash with these small town Kentucky people. And they are just so smart. She is an engineer of some sort, where she tests like, okay, poo, but like water and stuff like that for like levels of like bad stuff. Like,
yeah.
That's what she's been doing, but she's getting away from that so that her and her husband, they own property and stuff like that. And she's doing more construction management, property management.
Okay.
And that's
wow.
a huge sacrifice. As you know, stepping away, you know, into your own business,
it takes
I'm sure
everything.
It was scary.
Yeah.
Oh, scary, yeah. And it does take everything.
Yeah.
And she's in the process of doing that, and she's so smart. Like, I was so, like, honored to have her on the podcast. And for my first Skype co-host, I'm like, okay, you're going to be my first one, so this could suck. Like, when it gets posted, people will be like, oh, my God, what's that buzzing? You know? And so I just very thankful for her because it's one thing sitting in front of each other, and then it's another
trying
thing
to do it all
on Skype. Yeah. And like my mom called in the middle and I don't know how to prevent that from happening, so it hung up.
Oh.
And she had to call back. I'm like, this is so not cool.
Well, technology makes it happen.
It there does. You go. It does. It brings the world together. And she said the same thing. They've been doing the podcast for about a year and a half, and she's like, our world has just expanded. You know, they've had people from Canada on their podcast. Oh, wow. You know, we discovered them from Colorado, and it's just, that's the cool thing about the internet. It brings people together. There are bad things, lots of bad things about the internet, but there are lots of good things.
Yes.
So, your woman crush of the week?
So I would say it would have to be one of the girls in my book club because I feel like she's really challenged me a lot and asked like hard questions and just, I don't know, been there. Her name's Jessa, and she's a tattoo artist in Denver. She's a strong Christian woman, comes from a very strong Christian background.
Wow.
And is a tattoo artist, and is very, very Christian, just very strong beliefs. And I go to church. I attend church, and I am a Christian. I didn't grow up with those beliefs. I didn't grow up with any kind of religion in my background.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that is somewhat new to me. It's been for almost 4 years. So to see somebody who is almost the opposite of me as the way that they were raised, but is still like the same as me.
Right.
In the long run. And is just very strong and not, I don't know, she's not judgmental and I don't, there's just,
and that's
she's
huge.
I know. Especially from somebody who comes from that background.
Yes. I was
and
raised
is
in that background.
Judgmental.
Yes.
And so, yeah. And so she's really like, I haven't known her that long, but I can tell that she's really become her own person. And it's just really great to just, I like being around her a lot. Like, I've never really told her this really either, and I Jessa. Don't even think we have each other's numbers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But she's really helped me a lot with this situation with my husband that we were going through, and just kind of, I don't know, just showing me what a strong Christian woman looks like.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
And she'd be my woman crush.
Does she have a tattoo shop?
She works at a shop.
Okay.
But no, she's not hers, but she does amazing work.
And
I wish I had her information.
Yeah. If you find it, send it to me.
Yes,
and
I will
share it.
Because if you need a tattoo, she's the one to go to.
So Hollywood Happenings, I just have one story I want to share because I know that's not your forte. But we have been talking about the Full House reboot. Where DJ Tanner,
yeah.
I forget her real name.
DJ.
Cameron something, maybe. Yeah, her last name's Cameron. We used to be Cameron. Anyway, Candace Cameron Bure.
There you go.
And the girl that played Kimmy Gibbler are supposedly getting together to come back for a Full House reboot. Did you watch Full House growing up?
Yeah, I absolutely.
I think everybody, especially girls, because everyone wanted to be DJ Tanner. They're doing a reboot, and there's been talks about Uncle Jesse coming back, Uncle Joey, and
really?
Danny Tanner, just like sporadically, not like
a okay, complete, not like a yeah.
And so that leads everyone else to go, well, what about Michelle? No one's talked about Stephanie. I think she had some personal drama.
Yeah.
I think she got into drugs and stuff
she
pretty
did,
bad.
Yeah.
I haven't heard any talk about Stephanie, but what about the Olsen twins?
Yeah. Seriously.
So
what about the Olsen twins?
Right. John Stamos recently tweeted because I guess the Olsen twins were approached about it and they kind of acted like they didn't know what, like, oh, there's a reboot of Full House.
They're like, what's Full House?
Yeah.
We don't remember that.
So John Stamos, who Uncle Jesse, the cute one. Yeah. He's calling out the Olsen twins for claiming that they didn't know about the sequel series before it was announced. He actually tweeted, I call BS, but he didn't say BS. He spelled it out.
Oh.
Yeah. Quoting Mary-Kate and Ashley as saying they were in the dark about the project. Because everyone, you know, Michelle was like kind of the star. And they grew this empire. And then they kind of went away. They made their billions, and then they went away, which I kind of thought Miley would do, but she didn't.
No.
She is in our faces.
Yeah.
But I thought that was quite hilarious. We'll see. I think with this drama, they're probably not going to be on the reboot.
I don't... Yeah. I don't know if they... I honestly don't know if they...
They don't need it.
Yeah.
But everybody else might. Well...
I was going to say, I don't know if they're actresses.
They're not.
Because, you know, they were when they were kids, but that's because they were kids and they were... put in that role. I don't think that they grew up to be actresses. They grew up to be fashion. Exactly. So to be like, we're in the dark is like, yeah, we want nothing to do with that.
And they've
I'm not
going
to come on stage and start acting.
They've kind of become a little strange, especially Mary-Kate.
Very drawn in. Very drawn in. They're very enclosed. I feel like they're not, I feel like they kind of got their shit together and they're...
They're like, we want to live our life.
Yeah, we got...
We've got plenty of money.
Yeah. So...
Did you fall into the like the Olsen Twins movies and stuff like that? Because I was a little older than that.
I watched one. I think I remember watching one of them.
Okay.
Where it was, yeah. No, wait, that was Lindsay Lohan movie. I was like, wait, she doesn't have a twin? That was Lindsay Lohan.
Well, she played in Parent Trap.
Yeah,
she
that's what I was thinking.
That's awesome. So I've created another new part of the podcast. It's called Cupcakes and Presents. Where I list a bunch of celebrity birthdays that are coming up this week. All right. So, yeah. Tomorrow, Willie Nelson is going to be 81.
Wow.
81. Jerry Seinfeld is going to be 60.
I love Jerry Seinfeld.
I think all of these birthdays make me feel old. Because I'm like...
I remember.
They're getting older.
Yeah.
That means I'm getting older. You remember...
I love Jerry Seinfeld.
Did you watch Seinfeld show?
Yes, I still do.
When it ended... Was that traumatic for you?
Yes, I still watch it. So, I mean, it's still like, it never gets old.
Gotcha.
So.
But that last finale episode, like, I remember, like, going to school the next day and everyone was talking about it.
Oh, my gosh.
But my parents wouldn't let me watch it. They thought it was too grown up for me.
Yes.
So.
It was at that time for me. Now I love it. But when I was a kid, I was like, what are you laughing at? It makes no sense.
For all the Denver people, Jay Cutler is going to be 31 tomorrow. Uma Thurman's 44, Michelle Pfeiffer, 56.
What?
I know. What was that? Dangerous Minds?
Yeah.
Gangster's Paradise. The movie was Dangerous Minds.
Gangster.
And the song from the movie is Gangster's Paradise, yeah. On April 30th, John Galecki, do you know who that is?
Sounds so familiar, but I can't picture
his face.
He plays
Leonard on The Big Bang Theory.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Okay. He's going to be, and I've wondered how old he is forever, because he was on Roseanne. And now
he was on Roseanne.
Big Bang Theory. I'm like, how old is he?
Because he looks so young.
He's going to be 39.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
And oddly enough, Kunal Nayar, who plays Raj on Big Bang Theory, also has a birthday on the 30th, and he's going to be 33. They're 6 years apart, but they look the same age on the show.
Do.
It's crazy. Kirsten Dunst is going to be 32, which I feel like she could be older.
I think so, too.
Because she's been in our lives for as long as I can remember.
Is she the Kirsten. Dance?
She was on Spider-Man, with
what? I was Toby thinking Julia
Maguire.
Stiles just then. I was like, dance.
Very similar, normal-looking blonde.
Yes, exactly.
They look normal. They're not crazy-looking. On May 1st, Tim McGraw is going to be 47. Jamie Dornan, who played Christian Grey, is going to be 32. And then on May 2nd, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is going to be 42, and David Beckham... Celebrity crush is going to be 39.
Yes, he is.
He's a doll.
Yes, he is.
Right now, we're going to do question and answer fun time.
Okay.
And last week, the girls let me know that it would be best if I surprised my guest from now on when it came to question and answer fun. So
here we go.
Yeah. Who is the most, what's the most interesting thing you can see out of your kitchen window?
All the construction going on next door.
That's not very interesting.
It used to be open space, and now it's a gigantic apartment complex of like 500 units or something. It's huge. So it's been going on for...
Are you sad?
Well, now that it's finally done, there's windows, so I might be able to get some binoculars and see what's going on.
Who needs cable?
I got a straight shot to somebody else's window now.
That's awesome. On a scale of 1 to 10, how funny would you say that you are? I know that...
I'm hilarious.
Like 11.
I would say, I don't know, depending on the day. I'd say a 6 on average.
A 6?
I'd say I have a pretty good sense of humor.
You do. You're always very light. I'm usually and looking so for the... chill.
Thanks.
Like, whatever I throw at you, I'm like, oh, I don't know if she's going to care about Uncle Jesse.
Oh, yeah. No,
everything I throw at you, you're just like, all right, cool. Yeah. And I love that.
Oh, thanks.
Love that. All right. Who is the most intelligent person that you know?
That's so hard. What a hard question.
Like, I know.
How do you rate intelligence? You know?
Right. Yeah.
Me.
It's a, definitely a flexible scale.
Yeah. Whew. I would say the most intelligent person that I know that has to do with sports would be my husband, Josh. He's the most intelligent sports-related person.
That's his job, so that's good.
And that's his job. But anybody else, I think my mom is the most intelligent person because she knows everything else there is to know about the world.
Inside, I was like, she's going to say her mom.
Yeah, because she just knows everything.
Your love for your mom is just amazing. I love it.
I think it's funny because it wasn't like this.
Right.
You know, so this is a new, yes. So this is like, it hasn't always been this wonderful. It was terrible.
Story.
And
yes.
Now it's great. So it was really bad at one point, and now it's, I can really, really appreciate it.
That's awesome. So the summer's coming up, the spring, any big plans outside of work? Because I know you're going to be working a lot, but you've got to have some fun outside of nothing. No vacations.
No vacations. Sadly.
You were in Glenwood Springs this last weekend.
I did. I went to Glenwood Springs. My husband and I took a very needed day away, night away.
What did you guys do?
The hot springs. We went to the hot springs. Okay. We hiked up at Hanging Lake.
I've heard of this place.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Are there a lot of people there?
Josh asked me last night. He's all, do you think Hanging Lake is... do you think a lot of people know about Hanging Lake? And I was like, I don't know how to answer that because not really, but there's so many more people than I would have thought.
I saw a post on Facebook within the last month that said like 5 places that you didn't know about in Colorado and Hanging Lake was one of them.
Yeah. So I would say there's way more people walking up and down than I thought there would be, but probably not that many people know about it because it's hard to get to.
It's not like downtown Denver.
No, no. I mean, it's not even like St. Mary's. It's like St. Mary's in the act of walking up it, but it's not as in how many people are around, I would say.
Gotcha.
So.
And oddly enough, you sent me a picture of my boyfriend.
Yes, I found
him
up there.
He's going to Glenwood Springs this coming Thursday to perform. Yeah. And it was so funny. He's been out of town a lot. He just got back last night, and he's going to be home for a little bit outside of the Glenwood Springs, and then he comes back. But I sent him that picture, and he's like, oh, my gosh, who sent that to you? And I was like, Tara. And he was like, oh, my goodness, that's crazy. Small world.
Yeah, we're walking. I'm like, hey, there's Steve.
I know that face.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What do you think of the new setup?
I like the new setup. I think it looks very nice, especially for video. Hey.
Do you like the video? Do you feel like I kind of threw it at you like,
good.
Hey,
it's not.
It.
It's not like here. If the video was, if it was close and personal, I'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
You should have told me about that one.
Yeah.
But it's far enough away that
I told Steve. I was like, you know, Tara's a good person to just bring this on. Carrie, like, I've tried to get, like, pictures with her and only once. And I knew it. When she walked in, I was like, we can do a picture today, can't we? And she's like, yep.
How funny.
I'm like, you have makeup. She did everything. She's beautiful outside of makeup, but she's definitely one of those people.
Yeah.
Can't have a camera when there's no makeup around.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well. I don't know. I think that I
what else? I saw you had some more notes. What's
I have
coming on?
Some more markets coming up in the next few months.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Outside of a Paris Street Market, after that, we have a Horseshoe Market. Have you ever been to a Horseshoe Market?
No.
No. You got to get to some markets, girl.
No. I know.
It's in the Highlands. It's Tennyson.
I love the Highlands.
Yeah. So this is a good one to go to. 46.
What is a Horseshoe Market?
So it's just the name of the market.
Okay.
It's put on by Amy and her husband.
Mr. Amy?
No, Amy and I want to say Dan, but I don't think that's right. Wonderful, wonderful people. Great at putting on a market. Same way, just really enthusiastic about the vendors that they're bringing in.
Okay.
I think they're invested. They're invested in the people that they're bringing in, and they're invested in getting the right amount of people to the market. And it's just a really good experience. It's kind of a family, more of a family one than the Denver Flea, where it's more social and fun. And I mean, the Horseshoe Market's so fun. But there's a lot of places to create things.
That's fun.
As well. Yeah, usually they have like workshops
and when is that again?
Areas. So that is May 9th.
May 9th.
And they have three. You have three throughout the year, and then another one at Christmas. So 4, but Yes. Okay. Three during the seasons and then one in Christmas.
And then what else is coming up for La Lovely Vintage?
We have Art Stir, which is huge.
I have not heard of any of the... I do. So, I do need to go out.
So Art Stir is downtown on 16th. So 16th Street Mall, 15th and 16th on Glenarm. And that's at the end of the month. That's the Memorial Day. Is that what comes first?
Yes. Yeah. I do that too. I'm like...
So Memorial Day weekend, the 23rd and 24th.
Which is a Saturday, Sunday?
Yes. And okay. It's like all day, 11 to 7. So
and you're there all day?
All day, both days. Yeah. So it's different because it's not, I mean, it's all artists. So it's more art instead of crafts and clothing and food. And it's mostly art. And the demographic is different because it's all people out of town. It's crazy because it's right there in Denver, none of our customers are like locals, really. It's mostly
Maybe that's traveling. When I'll actually make it.
Right? So that one's really fun, too. Besides that, we're just doing little pop-ups throughout the week.
And I'm serious. Send me the links.
Yeah, okay.
Email, text. I, you know, do most of my promoting of Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine off my phone. So you send me a text with a link or just the information. I'll make it all pretty because I have lots of fun little apps that create fun things. That. And everyone I know is excited about your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, life gets busy. So you find that one Saturday where you see, oh, Lovely Vintage is, I'm going to be,
And there's, I mean, it's always something if you don't know what to do because you don't want to go spend a bunch of money, but you want to be outdoors and you don't know what to do. It's so fun. Grab your husband, grab your girlfriend, your grandma, your mom, whoever.
Girls' Day.
Yeah, and it just go out to one of the markets that Denver has to offer, and you'll be blown away by people's creativity.
Is there a website where everything is posted?
I wish there was. I mean, if you go to mine, you can do it all the ones that I'm going to be at. But not all. Yeah, but not all of the ones. But yes, we do have all of the upcoming events on our event page.
Nice. So that's where I was going to tell you to send me the link to everything. But if it's all there on the website, I know where that is.
Yeah. So just going out and
LaLovelyVintage.com.
Here you go.
Thank you so much, Tara, for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thanks, everyone, for listening to Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. And we'll be back next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
It's the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast, and I'm Janet Blair. Each week, I sit down with one of my girlfriends, whether it be
Teresa,
Natalie,
Carrie,
Kristen,
Tara,
Stephanie.
We talk about whatever.
We completely restore this trailer.
You know, fry people's faces off
as a bad Mexican.
I don't understand the competition that goes on between women.
Two girls and a bottle of wine.
Over a glass of wine, bottle of wine, or sometimes a couple bottles of wine. Join in on Facebook at facebook.com/twogirlsandabottleofwine. Don't miss us. Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Tara.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. Tara Dover is here.
Hello, I'm here.
We have been shuffling schedules.
Yes, it's been interesting.
I'm so sorry. I'm the one that started it.
That's okay.
And I felt horrible.
And then I continued.
It was fun. It kept me on my toes.
There you go.
And it showed you that I have minimal life. I'm like, I can do really any day you want. Just let me know.
Now that spring is here, my schedule is crazy with markets. So
that's
it's
awesome.
A little more tricky to...
So what have you been doing recently? You did something a couple of weekends ago, right?
Yes, the Denver Flea. So that kicked off the whole season.
Is Denver Flea going to be a continuous thing?
Yeah, so they're going to do 4 this year.
Okay.
So 3 more. If you didn't get the chance to come, it is awesome.
I did not get
it
the chance
amazing.
To
come. It is amazing. The Denver Flea, they started last year. They started in the spring at City Park, and then they did 2 more events, and they were amazing. Their advertising is amazing. They bring the right clientele to the right vendors, and they pick great designers and great local artists.
Okay.
Food drinks.
Is always good.
So it's a lot better than going to a shopping mall because you can drink booze and you can eat food. I mean, and you can shop. Local vendors that are helping the community. So
that's how many vendors? Guesstimate.
I think it was 110.
Oh, there you go.
Ish.
Okay.
Maybe a little more this one. But awesome. Usually about 100 or more.
And I bet it will grow.
Mm-hmm.
Because it always grows after the first one, right?
Exactly. Yeah, they're doing a great job.
That's
so Denver
Flea, awesome.
Really, really cool place.
Yeah, I saw the invite and I promoted it. I just wasn't able to make it out. I'm pretty sure I didn't make it out of the house that day.
It was on and off. The weather was...
Yes.
Colorado, typical.
Was it snowing
weather.
That weekend?
So it was supposed to be snowing, cold, windy, wet.
Yes.
And it was amazing for us. The sun came out just in time both days for us, and then it rained immediately at closing time each time. So it was
awesome.
Yeah, it never really happens like that. So,
and you walked in the door, and you have this beautiful top on. You found it at a consignment store.
Yeah,
H&M. That is just
yeah. So
adorable.
It was like just like $6 at Goodwill. That's the best. I mean, it's only what 16 at H&M, but still
$6.
$6 at Goodwill.
It's hard for me because I do consignment shopping a lot, and so when I walk into an H&M or a Forever 21, I'm like $20 for a shirt.
I know.
It feels like I'm being robbed. I would never walk into an Express again.
That's my life. I know. I hear you. That's a good thing, I feel like.
Yes.
Because we shouldn't support that kind of labor.
Tell us about it.
Well, I just, now that I'm in, you know, the community of local resale, and I have, for the most part, been a very conservative person most of my life. Mm-hmm. But I had a time right after high school, I would say my senior year of high school, till 20-ish, my early 20s, I was just crazy about shopping and spending money and going to the mall and all the latest trends. And that was the only time in my life where I did that. And so now I'm very conservative and I bring myself back and I realize that we're processing these clothes and sweatshops and it's not helping America, and that we could easily put our money and buy a product that is either made by somebody local or sourced.
Made at least in the U.S.?
Yes, at least in the U.S. So, and usually better quality. Always, I should say, better quality. So,
I have ordered off of the Wish app.
I think I've heard of that one.
Yeah, it would not be on your radar. So it's cheap clothes. Like, you can get a top for $6, but it takes 4 weeks because it comes from China. And then you wear it twice.
And then it falls apart.
It falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
So
first time you wash it, it's done.
Quality is...
So that's something that I've learned in the past 3 or 4 years that I really appreciate. I really appreciate it now. And I don't ever walk into a mall, not even for holidays. I used to make the excuse and say, holidays, I'll go buy what everybody wants. Now I'm like, no, that's just not who I am. I'm not going to support it.
How long has it been since you walked into a mall?
I haven't at all this year. I mean, since 2015.
And that's huge, people, because Denver has, 20 malls.
I live next to the Cherry Creek Mall.
Oh,
so
there you go.
Yeah, no, I live pretty close, and I don't go.
Wow. Congratulations. That's awesome. That's why we love you, because
it's just a different kind of life.
Everybody else that is on my podcast is like, I want to meet Tara. She just seems like an amazing woman. I'm like, she is. Aww. She makes me, ever since you were here last, because when you were here last, you were talking about how you've, minimized your closet.
I can just keep going on that, too. Less and less and less and less and less.
It's been in my head. I'm like, I have too much crap. I have so much crap.
And it's amazing that you don't, I mean, it's amazing that you don't realize how much energy it takes from you and how draining it takes from you. Because if you're not thinking about it and you don't think it's a problem, then you don't know that all this stuff is actually weighing you down on the inside. And then you start to get rid of it and you go through it, you feel all that energy come back.
Me, ooh, a bag to Goodwill. Good job, Janet.
Yeah, seriously.
Just
there
one
you go.
Bag at a time, right?
Absolutely. That's how I did it.
So we want to address the fact that we are recording. Hold on. Let me go check and make sure we're recording. This is real life, people. Sorry. I see a big red box. This is the first time we've done this. We're good. All right.
We're on. We're live.
We're on, and it's called Periscope.
So do they work right with Twitter or no?
So I was listening to a podcast on the way home from work tonight. And they were talking about Periscope. And I'm like, what is this? So I got home and I Googled. I'm like, Periscope. And then it brought me to Meerkat.
Yes. So I have heard of that. And I went through that whole Meerkat thing.
Yes. So I had Meerkat downloaded because Steve told me about it. And then when I came home, I was like, oh, Steve, they were talking about Periscope, but you Meerkat. And he's like, well, I think Periscope was bought by Twitter. That would be the way to go. So I downloaded Periscope and we're trying this. The thing is I'm recording off of an iPhone, so we have to keep remembering to be closer to the table you only see our knees. Maybe we need a thinner table. I don't know. So if you guys are watching, hi, Two Girls in a Bottle of Wine podcast.
Hey.
Yeah. So Whew, you've got lots of stuff going on. You brought notes.
I did, because I am so bad. Usually you're like, well, I'm like, I don't know what time. Usually
what's
I know.
What's going on with lovely vintage?
So markets. It's spring and we're out and about as much as possible.
That's
so
awesome.
Yes, we have, starting Saturday, we have a Paris street market, and that is in Littleton.
Okay.
It's from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m., and it's the Aspen Grove Shopping Center. So you maybe have gone and not even realized, but it's the first Saturday of every month, May through October.
Oh, that's awesome. And you'll be there every Saturday?
Yes, we're in every Saturday.
So the first Saturday of the month.
Yes, exactly.
That's awesome.
So it's Aspen Grove Shopping Center. So it's an outdoor kind of a mall, and we take over the parking lot. And it's a ton of vendors. It's the same, about 120 vendors.
Is that the same parking lot as the Alamo Movie Theater?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, right next to that. So you can't miss us. And there's usually some food. There's puppy adoption almost always going on there.
I got to steer clear. So. We have two cats and two dogs. We're good.
Yeah. Well, if anybody's looking, it's a good place. So.
Right. Well, that's awesome.
So that starts us off.
This Saturday,
yeah.
May 2nd.
So we're getting ready for
May
that.
May is here.
I know.
May is here.
It's crazy.
My boss and I were sitting down looking at something, and he was pointing to the calendar, and he had to flip the page, and I'm like, hey, I'm not ready for
I know.
That.
I was like, that's like 6 months. What? How are we halfway? Almost halfway. We're almost halfway through the year.
I was just thinking about the next birthday coming up. I'm like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I did just find that out.
Yes.
I was trying to plan a get together with a girlfriend. I'm like, Mother's Day is 1 week away? One and a half weeks.
Yeah. It's,
and I have a box ready to go for my mom, and it was not on my radar to send it yet.
Yeah.
I thought Mother's Day was like in the middle of May.
I thought it usually is.
Okay,
I thought
good.
It was later in the month. I think it's earlier.
Yes.
I don't know.
They're tricking us.
I think so.
Father's Day is early June. I remember that. But Mother's Day is supposed to be later in May.
I thought.
Yeah. So everybody, this is your reminder. Send out your Mother's Day gifts.
Yes.
At least a card. You don't have to send a gift. Send a card.
Send a card. Mother's Unless it's love. My mom. I've been wondering for 2 months now. I'm like, what am I going to do for my mom? She's so amazing. I don't know how to ever repay her. So that's something my husband and I have been talking about like daily. Like, what are we going to do?
What are we going to do?
What are we going to do? Because it's her birthday and Mother's Day in May.
Oh, so, wow.
Double whammy.
So
for the mom of the year. The mom of the decade.
Yeah, of the life.
Of the life.
Your life, yeah. So have you thought about anything? Any ideas you can spread to the world?
Well, I would, but she's going to listen.
Oh, never mind, Mom.
She's my mom, and she's so supportive.
Thank you, Tara's mom, for listening.
So I do have some really good ideas that I'm trying to rally up.
That's awesome.
That's all I should say.
See, me, I'm like snapfish. Oh, I'll make lots of picture presents, because my mom loves pictures.
Yeah.
But nothing crazy huge.
Yeah.
You're kind of making me feel guilty.
No, you have to understand my mom. And if you were, it's, she's,
well, I know you, if she's anything like you, she's
above and beyond and amazing and in there every time I need her. And she's really helped this business grow, and she's taken a huge sacrifice of herself to say that I believe in you and I'm gonna help. And so she's just, she's amazing. And not only to me, to my husband and to my other business partner and to anybody around, she's really an
that's
amazing
awesome.
Person. So,
and how's the shop going? Like, when I think La Lovely Vintage, I think of the cute little trailer.
Yes, I do too. And that's what you should. The shop in Littleton is good. It's going. It's slower, and we're trying to get people there. So if you don't know about it,
yes,
we're
we
open.
Will post the address and show up between normal business hours,
Thursday through Sunday. Yes,
and you close it too
on Sunday.
On Sunday,
yes,
because that's when I tried to show up, and it was like 3:30, and I'm like,
oh, yeah.
We went to a late brunch at, what's that place in Littleton? It's Cajun.
Cajun?
Crap.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's one downtown as well. It's not too far from your shop, because I was like, okay, let's eat, and then we'll go see Tara, and I lost track of time, and then I took a picture in front of your sign.
Yes, and I appreciate it.
Thanks.
All that matters.
Steve's like, we should take a picture. I was like, I feel like that's not even... That's like saying, here, I showed up for graduation an hour late.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I will make it there. I promise.
Yes,
I promise.
It'll be there. And it's fun. And
we looked in the window. We were afraid the police were going to get called, because we're all, what's
going on? No, we get that
on?
A lot.
And I looked at your trailer in the back, and I'm like, oh, there's the trailer. It's so small.
It is very small.
Yes. I didn't realize how small, because you're so small. And so in pictures with you against the trailer, I'm like, it looks bigger.
Yeah, it's pretty small.
In
yeah.
person, I'm like, wow.
When you get in there, I think comfortably four is in there. But
it's, do you have tea time? You should host tea time in your trailer.
I do a lot of the display outside.
Okay.
So, yeah, we have a lot of stuff outside and minimal stuff inside. And it works.
How's the new trailer coming along?
It's in construction, yeah.
Are you working on it?
I have little. Enrique, my partner who's opening it with me, he's been doing most of it.
And you said you've been painting all day.
Furniture for the market this weekend. Getting furniture ready for the market.
To sell.
Yeah, to sell for this weekend.
Oh, that's awesome. What kind of furniture do you have?
I have some dressers. Some very nice. Really pretty dressers. I have everything you can think of. I mean, shelves. We have desks. We have a kitchen dining table, like a really retro one. Nightstand side tables. We have a ton of stuff.
Is there anything listed online so that people can scope it out beforehand, or do they need to show up?
For the markets, or you need to show up because we usually have a whole different set of stuff for markets, and then we have a different set of stuff online, and then we have a different set of stuff at the store. And I've kind of done that over time because I've realized the demographic in each area, and then also what sells in each area and what makes sense. So the furniture wouldn't go online just because it wouldn't make sense to ship it for me.
Right.
So it's all usually small stuff online and easy to ship items, you know, stuff like that. And furniture is mostly at the storefront and then at the big markets.
Very cool. Pardon Rain.
Yeah.
If you could see Rain, the big cat just likes to say hi. I usually try and put him up, but he was MIA when we came down. All right. Awesome. Well, so happy to have you back on the podcast. Have you been seeing the contest we have going on?
No.
The Partner in Crime?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, the movie.
So Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine has partnered with the Hot Pursuit movie, which is coming out next month.
It looks funny.
Yes.
Reese. Where has she been? Is she usually out and about? I haven't seen her in a while.
Reese Witherspoon?
Yes.
She just did a movie based on the true story, the walking movie where she walked.
Oh.
Crap, I'm horrible with names. Yes.
Does she have a lot of makeup?
Cheryl Strain.
A lot of.
Where she hiked from Mexico to Canada.
Maybe that's not what
wild.
I was thinking.
Wild.
It's been
Wild is what it's called.
Oh, Wild is what it's called. Okay.
Yes.
So I just haven't heard from her since I was like a teenager. And then I saw her and I was like, oh.
That's why Hollywood Happenings is not your forte.
Exactly.
Because she's been pretty active.
Really?
Like, yeah, she's got some stuff.
Oh, man. That's hilarious. Well,
I fell in love with her Sweet Home Alabama. That was the first movie that I was like, who is this girl? Election creeped me out. Remember that movie when she was like running for student body president or something and Matthew Broderick was in it? And
I don't know.
She was creepy. Anyway, I love Reese Witherspoon. But she's starring with Sofia Vergara from Modern Family. And the trailers, there's so many different trailers out there. If you haven't seen it, it's on YouTube. But we have partnered with them for Cinco de Movie Night. So next Tuesday, because next Tuesday is May 5th, which is crazy, we have an opportunity for three of our listeners and a friend to get to see the movie before it hits theaters on the 8th. So you get to see it before anybody else even has a chance to. All you have to do is send us your picture of you and your partner in crime. It could be your spouse. It could be your coworker. It could be your podcast mate. Whoever. And you can send it to twogirlsandabottleofwine@gmail.com or tag us on Instagram or Twitter, which is @2girlsandwine. #2girlspick.
There you go.
Yeah. So I'm super excited. And we've received several pictures. And now I have to pick
the best.
I'm going to cut it off maybe Friday of this week. I just decided that right now.
Deadline.
Yes.
Get your pictures in, people.
Right now. We'll send you to a free movie. And the cool thing is you also have a chance to download free movie passes if you don't win.
Oh, perfect.
And I've been posting and tweeting that link, and that is first come, first serve. But if you win our contest, you are definitely guaranteed a seat.
Wonderful.
Because those movie screenings, they love to pack the house.
Yes, they do.
So, what's been going on with you lately? We've been talking about Law, Lovely Vintage,
yes,
and Tara the Businesswoman, but what's going on with you in your life?
It's been great to tell you. It's been great. I haven't had much of a life outside of La Lovely Vintage for the past year. I would say it's been consuming me. Mm-hmm. And so just the beginning of this year, I guess I made a conscious effort to put business aside.
We talked about that, yes.
And focus on me. And so it's been going amazingly well. And I think that there was a time in my life when I was younger where I really knew who I was. You mm-hmm. know, I understood myself. And then I thought that that would just always kind of be there. And right. then as we change and grow, it doesn't. And
oh,
so
I hear you.
And so I was, I went through a stage where I was consumed in business and not asking myself what I wanted or what I needed or anything like that. And just really pushing myself for my goals. And so I've kind of taken a step back and said, hey, this is really important and you can still work very hard, but you can also take a step back and say, you need a break and you need to breathe. So just doing that has been, it's been great. I've really learned who I am again as a person because mm-hmm. I lost that, I think.
Oh.
I think that.
Well, I'm glad you found yourself again.
Yeah, I think that it's, I mean, I think it's a never-changing thing uh-huh. that everybody goes through. I think... put myself in the position now where I have to ask myself hard questions and I have to be vulnerable and I'm doing these things and it's really opening up like who I truly
am. So what
am,
kind of hard questions are you asking yourself? You don't have to give us the answer, just the question.
Yeah. So not what's wrong with me, but what is my personality and what are my personality traits and why do I act this way for certain reasons and why do I do this? And, you know, so that's yes. what I'm trying to figure out is because everybody, yes. I think everybody is different. There are so many different kinds of personalities. And then I think that a lot of people maybe don't ask these questions and just kind of go through life and don't really know who they are and don't know what they're doing. And that's kind of where I was at. I was doing things, but I wasn't conscious. I wasn't, mm-hmm. you know, so those are the questions I'm asking myself. Not just me, but I started, I'm in a book club.
Okay.
And so we're reading, a book by Richard Rohr. Have you ever heard of Richard Rohr?
He sounds familiar.
Okay. So, it's about finding your true self. So it's called The Immortal Diamond. And, it's a whole book about just finding like your soul, like who you are in this world,
uh-huh.
Without anything else, like who you were
wow.
without the environment or your family or your culture or anything, just who you are, not with your opinions or your likes or your interests, but who you are.
How's and that journey been?
Exactly. It's been amazing.
And I'm so intimidated.
So that's what this has been. That's what this yeah. last, since January, has been. It's been asking myself really hard questions and taking away everything that I thought made up me that doesn't make up me.
Ooh.
And then also a cooking club that also is the same way. We're asking ourselves really tough questions. And
these are all things we've talked about in text because I'm like dodging your text. I have a book club and I have church and I have a cooking club. And
yes.
I'm like, where can I fit?
So it's all things now that I would have never done awesome. Because I was so easy at being like, that sounds great, but I have this and I have to, you know, I'm so now I'm like, no, you have to take a step back and learn and live and have friends
yes.
and yes, be active. And so in turn, that's taught me who I am.
So I have been very consumed with work lately and I've kind of found myself in a place where I'm like, where am I going? Who kind of similar, like what happened to me? Cause I have friends that are like, you're not even active on Facebook anymore. Are you okay? Like we should hang out. And I'm like, I just can't commit to hanging out because I have work. And
yeah,
it's so I think that's something I need to look into. The eternal diamond,
immortal diamond,
immortal diamond. Sorry.
Yes. And Richard Rohr, he's just a really great author. So I would,
what else has he written?
So he does, have you ever done an Enneagram? So that is something that I just did today, which was like, like so eye-opening. So if you don't know about Enneagrams, go to Google and type in Enneagram.
How do you spell it?
E-N-N.
Okay, there's
Enneagram.
Okay.
And so it's like a personality test.
Oh.
And so it's been around from like, it's like a Myers-Briggs, but more, it's been around, they say, for like since Solomon, you know, for the beginning
wow.
of, you know, since forever.
Adam and Eve, no, but Solomon, yes.
So that's they say it's been Old around, yes, for a very long time. And it is basic questions, very easy. You can take a 10-minute test online, or yeah, a 10-question test online. And it kind of gives you a number, and then that number tells you what kind of personality you're in. And that's a very vague way to start. But then Richard Rohr, he writes a book on Enneagrams, which I'm jumping into now. And that kind of completely tells you the traits of each personality and why you built up this way. And
wow.
So I would say trying the Enneagram, going on Google and starting there, and then saying, like, you just have to be very honest with yourself and saying, I don't know. Just you have to be very honest with yourself and answer the questions honestly. And then just so that you know what kind of person that you are, so that you can then kind of understand what your needs are and then how you can achieve, and then how you're not achieving, how you're hurting yourself in the long run, stuff like that. So,
and has your husband participated in this?
No, he hasn't.
Does he want to, or is he scared?
So I think that subconsciously, I kind of was forcing him to make this change with me on a level I didn't realize at the beginning of the year, which caused a lot of tension in our marriage.
Oh.
So because I was kind of like vulnerable and ready to die face first.
And you're like, you're my teammate. Let's go.
Yeah. And so I was, I'm like, I'm ready to find myself out. I'm like, here I go. And he was kind of like, whoa, I don't even know if I have a problem. What do you mean? I don't know if I'm going to look inside myself or if I'm ready for that. And so I think I might have pushed him, and it kind of made some tension and some boundaries. And then I really learned about who I was in different situations. And so I think he is on his own level.
Uh-huh.
But yes, I'm definitely not.
And that's a female versus
male
thing,
I think. Now I'm consciously trying not to, like, put it on him to say, hey, because it's something that you have to be ready for.
Right.
To learn about yourself and to know who you are and to you know, try to figure out why you're here and what the meaning is. It's not something that you can just push on somebody and expect them to, like, jump along.
And that's what I kind of
did. And yeah. And I did that. And it didn't work. And we had some really hard times where we almost went through a divorce because of last year for that.
Wow.
But it taught me who I was and why I did that. And, you know, and so.
And you're better now?
Absolutely. Yeah. All we're a lot better. A lot better now.
Good.
And better now than we were. So yeah,
awesome.
It definitely happened for a reason.
Every day is a new day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I hear marriage is just very constant work.
Absolutely.
But it's worth it.
Yes. And if you're willing to put in the work, it's worth it. So
very cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Ooh.
Wow. We didn't know if we'd have a lot to talk about.
Yeah. Well, I think that I think everybody should, once they're ready, discover themselves.
It is scary because, you know, as you've gotten older, you're kind of, well, this is me going, okay, this is where I come from. This is why I am this way, because of this is where I came from. And this is, you know, learning that. But to actually dig to the, like, the very bottom of everything is kind of scary.
The light with, you know, of who we, because,
like, what
you know that you are a thing. You're a being
shake-up
without everything else around you, without anything. And I firmly believe that we're not shaped completely by our surroundings and by our parents. I think that definitely makes up a ginormous part, you know, a gigantic part of it, but it's not all of it. There is an internal being inside of us that we have to understand. It's not made up by the outside superficial likes and wants. There is something.
I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Jump. And I'm like definitely here for you. So if you're like, hey, I got questions, would love to help. Yeah. Well, that's what I learned is I'm the helper. So
you are the helper.
That's and the Enneagram, I'm the number two is what I got, which is it's a good and a bad thing.
Everything's balanced.
Yes. I think it's the positive thing about me, but it's also the worst thing about me. Mm. So.
Well, we think you're fabulous.
Find out. Hey, thanks.
I keep saying I'm going to have a get-together so all the girls can meet each other.
Yes, I would love that.
Because you guys hear each other.
All voices. I've seen some pics, though, actually.
Yes.
I'm like, I didn't know that's what she looked like.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I hear that. Oh, voices are like Steve. He was in radio for 12 years, and people would see his picture and be like, that's not what I pictured at all.
Yeah.
And I'm sure your husband
does have
is
a different
radio.
Yeah, he is.
And do people pass that to him like, oh, you're not what I pictured at all?
I don't know if he gets that. I should ask him to see if he does.
Yes.
He has such a deep voice. But he's a very, like, he's a very manly man. So maybe it works because it's very deep and raspy.
So this last Sunday, I did something out of my comfort zone. I did a Skype interview with a co-host. She's in Eastern Kentucky, and we'll talk about her in a minute. But her and her husband have a podcast, and they don't have pictures anywhere. Like, I scoured the internet.
Oh, and you had no idea.
I don't know what she looks like.
No Facebook or anything?
No, they have their podcast Facebook, but no pictures. They've done that on purpose.
Yeah, well.
And I'm like, I have this picture in my head of what they look like, but I'm like, maybe you shouldn't send me a picture because I'll be like, that's not what a picture is.
That totally happens.
So speaking of, because we're going to talk about her in a second, but who is your woman crush of the week?
I didn't come prepared for that. I would say right now. Oh, jeez, I have so many.
That's awesome.
I just have a lot of women in my life right now.
I sat down and I was like, okay, because we didn't prepare much for this podcast. And I think that's cool because we're just
going
winging. And I'm like, who's my woman crush? And a real person came to mind, not a Hollywood starlet. So I'll tell mine while you think of yours.
Okay, yes, you go.
So mine is Petra. She is the girl that I did the podcast with on Sunday.
Yes.
Her and her husband Hank do Hillbilly Nerd Talk.
Yeah, and I've heard them and they are funny. They're good.
They're intelligent.
And they're, yes, and they're funny. Exactly.
And I'm just like,
they have a good,
what
is it?
They have a good chemistry.
Or good, just and good opinions. And yes. I don't know if it's because it's almost that they have a lot of the same opinions I have. So I feel like, so that's why. But I like their show. They do good.
And the funny thing about them is that they don't let their real life people know about their podcast because they are business owners in a small town in Eastern Kentucky. Their views would probably clash with these small town Kentucky people. And they are just so smart. She is an engineer of some sort, where she tests poo, but like water and stuff like that for like levels of like bad stuff. Like,
yeah.
That's what she's been doing, but she's getting away from that so that her and her husband, they own property and stuff like that. And she's doing more construction management, property management.
Okay.
And that's a huge sacrifice. As you know, stepping away, you know, into your own business,
it
takes
everything.
I'm sure it was scary.
Yeah. Oh,
scary,
yeah.
And it does take everything.
Yeah.
And she's in the process of doing that, and she's so smart. Like, I was so, like, honored to have her on the podcast. And for my first Skype co-host, I'm like, okay, you're going to be my first one, so this could suck. Like, when it gets posted, people will be like, oh, my God, what's that buzzing? You know? And so I just... very thankful for her because it's one thing sitting in front of each other and then it's another
trying
thing
to do it all
Skype.
Yeah.
And like my mom called in the middle and I don't know how to prevent that from happening. So it hung up and she had to call back. I'm like, this is so not cool.
Well, technology makes it happen.
It
there
does.
You go.
It does. It brings the world together. And she said the same thing. They've been doing the podcast for about a year and a half. And she's like, our world has just expanded. You know, they've had people from Canada on their podcast.
Wow.
You know, we discovered them from Colorado. And it's just, that's the cool thing about the internet. It brings people together. There are bad things, lots of bad things about the internet. But there are lots of good things.
Yes.
So, your woman crush of the week?
So, I would say it would have to be one of the girls in my book club because I feel like she's really challenged me a lot and asked, like, hard questions and just... I don't know, been there. Her name's Jessa, and she's a tattoo artist in Denver. She's a strong Christian woman, comes from a very strong Christian background.
Wow.
And is a tattoo artist, and is very, very Christian. Like, I mean, just very strong beliefs. And I go to church. I attend church, and I am a Christian. I didn't grow up with those beliefs. I didn't grow up with any kind of religion in my background.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that is somewhat new to me. It's been... for almost 4 years. So to see somebody who is almost the opposite of me as the way that they were raised, but is still like the same as me.
Right.
In the long run. And is just very strong and not, I don't know, she's not judgmental and I don't, there's just,
and that's
she's
huge.
A, and I know. Especially from somebody who comes from that background.
Yes. I was
and
raised
is
in that,
that
background.
Judgmental.
Yes.
And so, she's really like, I haven't known her that long, but I can tell that she's really become her own person. And it's just really great to just, I like being around her a lot. Like, I've never really told her this really either. And I Jessa. Don't even think we have each other's, numbers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But she's really helped me a lot with, this, situation with my husband that we were going through mm-hmm. and just kind of, I don't know, just showing me what a strong Christian woman looks like.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
And she'd be my woman crush.
Does she have a tattoo shop?
She works at a shop. Okay. But no, she's not hers, but she does amazing work. And I wish I had her information.
Yeah. Yeah. If you find it,
yes,
send it to me.
Yes,
and
I will
share it.
Because if you need a tattoo, she's the one to go to.
So Hollywood Happenings, I just have one story I want to share because I know that's not your forte. But we have been talking about the Full House reboot where DJ Tanner,
yeah.
I forget her real name.
DJ.
Cameron something, maybe. Yeah, her last name's Cameron. We used to be Cameron. Anyway, Candace Cameron Bure.
There you go.
And the girl that played Kimmy Gibbler are supposedly getting together to come back for a Full House reboot. Did you watch Full House growing up?
Yeah, I absolutely.
I think everybody, yeah. Especially girls, because everyone wanted to be DJ Tanner. They're doing a reboot. And there's been talks about Uncle Jesse coming back, Uncle Joey, and
really?
Danny Tanner, just like sporadically, not like
a complete, not like a yeah.
And So that leads everyone else to go, well, what about Michelle? No one's talked about Stephanie. I think she had some personal drama.
Yeah.
I think she got into drugs and stuff
she
pretty
did.
Bad.
Yeah.
I haven't heard any talk about Stephanie, but what about the Olsen twins?
Yeah. Seriously. So what about the Olsen twins?
Right. John Stamos recently tweeted because I guess the Olsen twins were approached about it and they kind of acted like they didn't know what, like, oh, there's a reboot of Full House.
They're like, what's Full House?
Yeah.
We don't remember that.
So John Stamos, who, Uncle Jesse, the cute one, yeah, he's calling out the Olsen twins for claiming that they didn't know about the sequel series before it was announced. He actually tweeted, I call BS, but he didn't say BS. He spelled it out.
Oh.
Yeah. Quoting Mary-Kate and Ashley as saying they were in the dark about the project. Because everyone, you know, Michelle was like kind of the star and they grew this empire and then they kind of went away. They made their billions and then they went away, which I kind of thought Miley would do, but she didn't.
No.
She is in our faces.
Yeah.
But I thought that was quite hilarious. We'll see. I think with this drama, they're probably not going to be on the reboot.
I don't know if they.
They don't need it.
Yeah.
That everybody else might. Well,
I was going to say, I don't know if they're actresses.
They're not.
Because, you know, they were when they were kids, but that's because they were kids and they were put in that role. I don't think that they grew up to be actresses. They grew up to be fashion. Exactly.
Business
and so to
women.
Be like, we're in the dark is like, yeah, we want nothing to do with that.
And
I'm not
going
to come on stage and start acting.
They've kind of become a little strange, especially Mary-Kate.
Very drawn in. They're very enclosed. I feel like they're not. Yeah, I feel like they kind of got their shit together and they're.
They're like, well, we want to live our life.
Yeah, we got.
We've got plenty of money.
Yeah. So,
did you fall into the Olsen twins movies and stuff like that? Because I was a little older than that.
I watched. I think I remember watching one of them.
Okay.
Where it was. Yeah. No, wait. That was Lindsay Lohan movie. I was like, wait. She doesn't have a twin. That was Lindsay Lohan.
Well, she played in Parent Trap.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's awesome. So I've created another new part of the podcast. It's called Cupcakes and Presents, where I list a bunch of celebrity birthdays that are coming up this week. All right. So, Yeah. Tomorrow, Willie Nelson is going to be 81.
Wow.
81. Jerry Seinfeld is going to be 60.
I love
think
Jerry
all
Seinfeld.
Of these birthdays make me feel old because I'm like,
I remember.
They're getting older.
Yeah.
That means I'm getting older. You remember?
I love Jerry Seinfeld.
Did you watch Seinfeld show?
Yes, I still do.
When it ended, was that traumatic for you?
Yes, I still watch it. So, I mean, it's still like, it never gets old.
Gotcha.
So.
But that last finale episode, like, I remember, like, going to school the next day and everyone was talking about it.
Oh, my gosh.
But my parents wouldn't let me watch it. They thought it was too grown up for me.
Yes.
So.
It was at that time for me. Now I love it. But when I was a kid, I was like, what are you laughing at? It makes no sense.
For all the Denver people, Jay Cutler is going to be 31 tomorrow. Uma Thurman's 44, Michelle Pfeiffer, 56.
What?
I know. Dangerous, what was that? Dangerous Minds?
Yeah.
Gangster's Paradise. The movie was Dangerous Minds. Gangster. And the song from the movie was Gangster's Paradise, yeah. On April 30th, John Galecki, do you know who that is?
Sounds so familiar, but I can't picture
his face.
He plays
Leonard on The Big Bang Theory.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Okay. He's going to be, and I've wondered how old he is forever, because he was on Roseanne. And now
he was on Roseanne.
Big Bang Theory. I'm like, how old is he?
Because he looks so young.
He's going to be 39.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And oddly enough, Kunal Nayar, who plays Raj on Big Bang Theory, also has a birthday on the 30th, and he's going to be 33. They're 6 years apart, but they look the same age on the show. It's crazy. Damn. Kirsten Dunst is going to be 32, which I feel like she could be older.
I think so, too.
Because she's been in our lives for as long as I can remember.
Is she the dance?
She was on Spider-Man,
What? I was Toby thinking Julia Stiles just then. I was like, dance.
Very similar, normal-looking blonde.
Yes, exactly.
They're normal. They're not crazy-looking. On May 1st, Tim McGraw is going to be 47. Jamie Dornan, who played Christian Grey, is going to be 32. And then on May 2nd, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is going to be 42, and David Beckham, celebrity crush, is going to be 39.
Yes, he is.
He's a doll.
Yes, he is.
Right now, we're going to do question and answer fun time.
Okay.
And last week, the girls let me know that it would be best if I surprised my guest from now on when it came to question and answer fun. So
here we go.
Yeah. Who is the most, what's the most interesting thing you can see out of your kitchen window?
All the construction going on next door.
That's not very interesting.
It used to be open space, and now it's a gigantic apartment complex of like 500 units or something.
I'm sorry.
It's huge. So it's been going on for.
Are you sad?
Well, now that it's finally done, there's windows, so I might be able to get some binoculars and see what's going on.
Awesome. Who needs cable?
I got a straight shot to somebody else's window now.
That's awesome. On a scale of 1 to 10, how funny would you say that you are? I know that.
I'm hilarious.
No. 11.
I would say, I don't know, depending on the day. I'd say 6 on average.
A 6?
I'd say I have a pretty good sense of humor.
You do. You're always very light.
I'm usually looking for
this. And you're so chill.
Thanks.
Like, whatever I throw at you, I'm like, oh, I don't know if she's going to care about Uncle Jesse.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, I
everything I throw at you, you're just like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
And I love that.
No, thanks.
Love that. All right. Who is the most intelligent person that you know? Do.
That's so hard. What a hard question.
Like, I know.
How do you rate intelligence? You know?
Right. Yeah.
Me.
It's definitely a flexible scale.
Yeah. Whew. I would say the most intelligent person that I know that has to do with sports would be my husband, Josh. He's the most intelligent sports-related person.
That's his job, so that's good.
And that's his job. But anybody else, I think my mom is the most intelligent person because she knows everything else there is to know about the world.
I knew.
So.
Inside, I was like, she's going to say her mom.
Yeah, because she just knows everything.
Your love for your mom is just amazing. I love it.
I think it's funny because it wasn't like this.
Right.
You know, so this is a new, yes. So this is like, it hasn't always been this wonderful.
You
it was terrible.
Story.
And
yes.
Now it's great. So it was really bad at one point, and now I can really, really appreciate it.
That's so awesome. So the summer's coming up, the spring, any big plans outside of work? Because I know you're going to be working a lot, but you've got to have some fun outside of nothing. No vacations.
No vacations. Sadly.
You were in Glenwood Springs this last weekend.
I did.
What
did
you do there?
My husband and I took a very needed day away, night away.
What did you guys do?
The hot springs. We went to the hot springs.
Okay.
We hiked up at Hanging Lake.
I've heard of this place.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Are there a lot of people there?
Josh asked me last night. He's all, do you think Hanging Lake is... do you think a lot of people know about Hanging Lake? And I was like, I don't know how to answer that because not really, but there's so many more people than I would have thought.
I saw a post on Facebook within the last month that said like 5 places that you didn't know about in Colorado and Hanging Lake was one of them.
Yeah. So I would say there's way more people walking up and down than I thought there would be, but probably not that many people know about it because it's hard to get to.
It's not like downtown Denver.
No. I mean, it's not even like St. Mary's. It's like St. Mary's in the act of walking up it, but it's not as in how many people are around, I would say.
Gotcha.
So,
and oddly enough, you sent me a picture of my boyfriend.
Yes, I found him up there.
He's going to Glenwood Springs this coming Thursday to perform. And it was so funny. He's been out of town a lot. He just got back last night. Wow. And he's going to be home for a little bit outside of the Glenwood Springs, and then he comes back. But I sent him that picture, and he's like, oh my gosh, who sent that to you? And I was like, Tara. And he was like, oh my goodness, that's crazy. Small
yeah.
world.
Yeah, we're walking. I'm like, hey, Steve.
I know that face.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What do you think of the new setup?
I like the new setup. I think it looks very nice, especially for video. Hey.
Do you like the video? Do you feel like I've kind of threw it at you like,
here, it's not like here. If the video right. was, if it was close and personal, I'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
You should have told me about that one. Yeah, but it's far enough away that
I told Steve. I was like, you know, Tara's a good person to just bring this on. Carrie, like, I've tried to get, like, pictures with her and only once. And I knew it. When she walked in, I was like, we can do a picture today, can't we? And she's like, yep.
How funny.
I'm like, you have makeup. She did everything. She's beautiful outside of makeup, but she's definitely one of those people.
Yeah.
Can't have a camera when there's no makeup around.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well. I don't know. I think that I
What
love
else?
Being
I saw
here.
You had some more notes. What's
I have
coming on?
Some more markets coming up
Let's
in the
talk
next
about
few
it.
Months. Yeah.
Yes.
So outside of a Paris Street Market, after that we have a Horseshoe Market. Have you ever been to a Horseshoe Market?
No.
No. You got to get to some markets, girl.
No. I know.
It's in the Highlands. It's Tennyson.
I love the Highlands.
Yeah, so this is a good one to go to. 46.
What is a Horseshoe Market?
So it's just the name of the market.
Okay.
It's put on by Amy and her husband.
Mr. Amy?
No, Amy and I want to say Dan, but I don't think that's right. Wonderful, wonderful people. Great at putting on a market. Same way, just really enthusiastic about the vendors that they're bringing in.
Okay.
I think they're invested. They're invested in the people that they're bringing in, and they're invested in getting the right amount of people to the market, and it's just a really good experience. It's kind of a family, more of a family one than the Denver Flea, where it's more social and
gotcha.
Fun. And I mean, the Horseshoe Market is so fun, but there's a lot of places to create things.
That's fun.
Well. Yeah, usually they have, like, workshops.
And when is that again?
Areas. So that is May 9th.
May 9th.
And they have three. You have three throughout the year, and then another one at Christmas. So four, but yes.
Okay.
Three during the seasons and then one in Christmas.
And then what else is coming up for La Lovely Vintage?
We have Artster, which is huge.
I have not heard of any of the... I do.
So,
I do need to
yes.
go out.
So Artster is downtown on 16th. So 16th Street Mall, 15th and 16th on Glenarm. And that's at the end of the month. That's the Memorial Day. Is that what comes first?
Yes. Yeah. I do that too. I'm like...
So Memorial Day weekend, the 23rd and 24th.
Which is a Saturday, Sunday?
Yes. And okay. It's like all day, 11 to 7. So
and you're there all day?
All day, both days. Yeah. So it's different because it's not, I mean, it's all artists. So mm-hmm. it's more art instead of crafts and clothing and food. And it's mostly art. And the demographic is different because it's all people out of town. It's crazy because
awesome.
It's right there in Denver,
yes.
None of our customers are like locals, really. It's mostly
maybe that's
traveling.
When I'll actually make it.
Right? so that one's really fun, too. Besides that, we're just doing little pop-ups throughout the week.
And I'm serious. Send me the links.
Yeah, okay.
Email, text. I, you know, do most of my promoting of Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine off my phone. So you send me a text with
Perfect.
A link or just the information. I'll make it all pretty because I have lots of fun
yeah.
little apps that create fun
Appreciate
things.
That.
And yeah, everyone I know is excited about your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, life gets busy. So you find
yeah.
that one Saturday where you see, oh, Lovely Vintage is, I'm going to be, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Know.
And there's, I mean, it's always something if you don't know what to do because you don't want to go spend a bunch of money, but you want
right.
to be outdoors and you don't know what to do. It's so fun. Grab your husband, grab your girlfriend, mm-hmm. your grandma, your mom, whoever.
Girls' Day.
Yeah, and it just go out to one of the markets that Denver has to offer, and you'll be blown away by
is
people's creativity.
Is there a website where everything is posted?
I wish there was. I mean,
she
if you go to mine, you can do it all
yeah.
the ones
well,
that I'm going to be at. But not
right?
all. Yeah, but not all of the ones. But yes, we do have all of the upcoming events on our event page.
Nice.
So
that's where I was going to tell you to send me the link to everything, but if it's all there on the
yeah,
website,
so,
I know where that is.
Yeah. So yeah, just going out and
LaLovelyVintage.com.
There you go.
Thank you so much, Tara, for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thanks, everyone, for listening to Two Girls in a Bottle of Wine. And we'll be back next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening. You found us once, but can you find us again? Make sure and check out our website at twogirlsinabottleofwine.com. You can listen to us on Podbean, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Rockin' Comedy Radio, iTunes, Stitcher. All of our links can be found on Tumblr and Blogspot. Thanks, and we'll see you again soon!